he's absolutely over the moon. He's, you know, Tony's the one that, you know, said all along that that's a dream of his. And then when he, obviously when he played the part in Creed, when he got to do it in a movie, you know, I think that just whet his appetite even more. He was just, you know, he saw how it could be panned out, you know, and he just really, really wanted to fight for world title at Everton. And, you know, Eddie and everybody at Matchroom have pulled it off, and everybody at Everton have got, you know, got themselves around the table and overcome quite a lot of obstacles, and thankfully, you know, they've delivered for him. So, you know, it's all full steam ahead for May 29th at Goodison Park.
How long has this taken to get together, to get this at Goodison Park? How long has the entire deal been going?
Yeah, there's been a lot of things that needed sorting out, a lot of obstacles, and, you know, I know Eddie's had a genuine headache with it. You know, there's been a lot of emotions going up and down Tony's side, whether it's going to happen or not. And, you know, I'm just happy that he's got his dream shot. Listen, for me as his coach, you know, a ring's a ring. It don't make any difference to me. But for him, it's everything. You know, it means everything to him. He's not just a football fan. He's not just a fan of him. He's one of these absolute nut jobs. You know, everybody knows somebody that. Just an absolute lunatic when it comes down to the football club, and he's that man. You know, he's Everton through and through. So, you know, hopefully the Everton fans will get behind him and come and watch. You know, it's Bank Holiday Sunday. It's going to be a certain spectacle. You know, it's going to be a hard fight. It's going to be a great fight.
I just thought, actually, my mate Alex is an Everton season ticket holder. It's his birthday weekend. That'll be his dream come true. This he'll be straight in there for tickets. Without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to be loving it. His opponent. Well, what's that? Sorry.
Well, I've had, you know, my Twitter and the inboxes and everything have been going nuts. People,
I bet.
People on about tickets and stuff like that. Now it's confirmed. Everybody's all pestering for tickets. So that's always a good sign.
Always is, isn't it? Always a good sign when people are always at you for the ticket straight away.
Yep.
His opponent, though, Ilungu Makabu, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. What do we know about him? Obviously, you've been scouting him, you've been training for this fight. Tell us all about this lad.
Listen, this guy is a real deal. You know, he can fight. He's a knockout merchant. He's knocked out 18 out of his 19 wins. He stopped Glenn Johnson. All right, Johnson coming towards the end of his career, but... You know, not many people can do a job on Glenn Johnson that he did. He's a genuine puncher. He's got a good work rate. He's very extremely fit. So it's going to be a very tough fight. And the fact that he's a southpaw as well just makes it even harder. You know, everybody in the game that knows Makabu, people that I spoke to in America, people that I spoke to, you know, in South Africa, where he's, well, he's from the Congo, but he's based in South Africa. You know, people have been honest with me, and they're all telling me that, you know, my man's got a tough night on his hands, and they don't think he'll pull it off. But, you know, Tony's been in there in fights where he's not expected to win, or, you know, a lot of people expect him to get beat. And, you know, he's been in them sort of fights before. It's nothing new for him. But this is for the WBC world title. You know, some fighters get an opportunity. It's all about timing boxing. Some fighters get an opportunity where the world champion's not very strong, or they get a vacant shot against a weak challenger. And then some fighters get it the hard way. You know, we've seen it with Martin Murray. His world title shots were against the best. You know, he's always had the tough opportunities. And Tony, you know, he had to go over and fight Stevenson. He was an elite world champion and at light heavyweight. But, you know, at cruiserweight, he's a lot stronger, he's a lot fitter, he feels a lot better at the weight. And he's a more rounded fighter these days. And you know, when he does win the WBC world title in a legitimately tough fight against a very good fighter, then it'll just mean that bit more, and, you know, he'll get a lot more credit for it.
And this title is what he wants to get his hands on desperately, isn't it, Tony? He wants to get his hands on this vacant belt.
Yeah. It's all about, you ask any fighter, you know, the WBC belt, the green belt, that's what it's about. You know, it's a prestigious belt throughout history. And, you know, if you can get your hands on one of those, you've cracked it. And that's what Tony's after. And it's a lifelong ambition of his, you know, to see how far he can go in the sport and dream about fighting and winning world titles. And this is, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, he'll give absolutely everything, 100% everything. He always does, but, you know, he'll absolutely give it all on May 29th. You know, and especially at Goodison Park in front of, a lot of friends, but in front of the Everton fans, in front of the players, and you know, just being in that stadium. He's in that stadium all the time. He's at all the matches, apart from when it's coming up to a fight, and then, you know, I put a ban on him, but he's not allowed to get a match. And, you know, that's his second home, really. So he'll give it absolutely everything, and hopefully everything comes off on the night, and we come back, and, you know, he's got a nice, shiny green belt there.
I'm sure he's going to be wanting to get some of that frustration out, actually, after Everton's quite poor form recently. They've been fairly dire, haven't they, to be honest? I'm sure he'll be offering out a few punches, getting rid of that, you know?
Well, we had a good weekend last weekend. I bumped into him at Wembley just before kick-off. And obviously I was there to watch Manchester United, and he was there for Everton. And, you know, it was 1-0 for me, so I'm a bit happy about that. So, you know, it is what it is. But hopefully we'll have a good result on May 29th.
As he said, where he stays on, where he's standing right now on the Roberto Martinez situation. Does he want him out or what?
I'm not telling him what he's saying on that job. Listen, all he's bothered about is that Everton are successful and you know, turn things round. And that's the most important thing. He's just Everton through and through. And unfortunately, that don't work great for me on fight night, because he always makes me wear something that's got Everton on it, a top or the tracky bottoms or something. But you know, it is what it is.
And talking of Scousers, you've been working with David Price as well, haven't you? He's he's going to have this fight coming up for the IBF ranking.
Yeah, well, Price is he's looking very good in training. I'm quite excited about the progress he's making. He's certainly not the fighter that he was, both mentally and in a boxing sense. So I'm really excited about how he's developing, and you know, he's going to be boxing on Bellew's bill. We'll have an 8-rounder on that one, and then we'll be back out very quickly after that as well in something more meaningful, and then we'll see where we're at after those two fights.
Yeah, obviously, if one certain person still has his hands on the IBF title, are we potentially looking towards that gentleman?
Well, listen, never say never. It's not, you know, what you got to remember is it's nothing personal. When somebody's got a world title belt, and if you're a fighter, then you want what they've got. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like them. You know, you can like them, you can respect them, you can get on with them. But if they've got what you want, then you know that's what you're after. And you know, that's an opportunity that if it came, Pricey wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't think twice about taking. But you know, we haven't had a fight yet. He's had a bad run of form. He's been cheated out of it, you know, losing to two steroid cheats, drug cheats, whatever you want to call them. And now he's rebuilding, and he's got to go out there and sort of start a new chapter of David Price's career. But let me tell you, Price, if it's anybody on the chin, he's knocking him out, and it doesn't matter who it is. You know, the one thing that people go on about, people's chins and this, that and other, you're talking about heavyweight boxing. We're talking about big men that weigh a lot, you know, and anybody that gets hit on the chin, they can go. And that's why that's why heavyweight boxing's always been dramatic. You know, you can have a fighter that's unbeaten, that looks great, and then all of a sudden gets wiped out. You know, it's happened before, and it'll happen again. You know, you get guys that are supposed to be underdogs, and they pull off the big upset with one shot. You know, it can happen at any level in heavyweight boxing. But when you've got genuine world-class power, you've always got a chance. You know, you've always got that equaliser in your fist, you know. And Price, he can punch, but, you know, there's a lot more to do with Price than what people have seen. And it's all about him performing on the night and bringing out what he's showing right now, to be honest. And, you know, we've got plenty of exciting times ahead.
Let's see how he cracks on and see how this works out. And you know what? As a Liverpool fan, this is going to be very strange for me to say. I'm really buzzing for an Evertonian, actually, right now. Absolutely brilliant for Tony Bellew. First and only time I'm ever going to say that. Really, really happy for Tony Bellew getting his fight at Goodison Park May 29th. This is going to be an absolute cracker. Dave, thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate it.
Nice one, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
This coming Sunday.